Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
One of the few big-haired rockers who has withstood the test of time. He formed a band that would have epic tours now for 5 decades. I think we're getting old. We are Dim Vinyl Boys.
Yeah.
I remember being around when this guy was kicking ass. He's actually still kicking ass to this day. One John Bon Jovi. Francis Bon Jovi.
I love this intro.
Yeah, this song right here is actually not on the album we're doing today, which is Slippery When Wet. This was
his little Runaway.
Yeah, Runaway. Yeah, this was his very first single, and there's a great story behind it. We'll get into it on today's episode. I am Gentry, one of the hosts. We've got DJ Ramo G in the house.
What's going on? Doing good, brother. How you doing?
Were you into any of this white rock and roll back in the 80s?
I can't say that I was necessarily into it, but I did observe it on MTV from time to time, very sparingly. But I will say that I did get the opportunity to listen to it, a lot of it, when I would go to, because I grew up in, everybody do your shot, Gary, Indiana.
Yeah,
well, right
home
next
of Michael
to,
Jackson, yes, the Jackson Five.
Right next to Gary is Portage, and Portage is predominantly like working class white people. So, like, right. I had family and friends that lived out in that area as well. So when I would go to parties out there, obviously, the big, like, portion of the music was a lot of this.
The women loved Bon Jovi,
100%,
too, man. All the girls. Mm-hmm. And Tomcat, we have DJ Tomcat. He's the one with the vinyl in his hand. What's up, DJ Tomcat?
What's up? For me, at this time, this is more when I started getting into hip hop, which is the MTV era, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And
I thought you said your mom didn't let you listen to hip hop.
That was, she had control over the shit before, is what I'm trying to explain.
I'm not understanding.
Before MTV.
He wasn't supposed to listen
before they started putting the music videos on the television, she had control over what we were listening to.
Right.
So that's why I said the older hip hop, the 80s shit, and you're talking about Run DMC. I wasn't really into it as it was. But as soon as it
Bon Jovi was popular in the 80s, though. This album that we're about to do is 1984, I believe. 1986,
maybe? I think, yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have only seen it when it came on to like MTV later on then.
Yeah, you. I think you're off a little bit on your hip-hop talk because this is prime time. This is when Run DMC and Beastie Boys were killing it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, then, I said, I probably saw this when it was made into videos and put on MTV later.
Were you able to listen to Bon Jovi, or did your mom keep you away from that, too?
I wouldn't have heard it. It's not like she's keeping me away from it. It's just I didn't have it.
She didn't have access to it.
She wasn't buying it.
Seriously, what radio stations were in Southwest Florida back then? I can't imagine they had any.
I mean, yeah, we heard it. I'm sure
they had plenty of good radio stations.
Sure. In 1986, I doubt it. They ain't got any good now.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it. This is Slippery When Wet. The album did come out in the summer of 1986. It's the third studio album by the rock band Bon Jovi. And we have an original press from 1986, so hopefully there's no skips. No scratches, I guess you would call it.
Well, Tomcat's a DJ, so he can fix
it. Yeah, go ahead and scratch it up.
Lay
it on there.
You want me to scratch it?
Do it in the mix. No.
Here it comes. John Bon Jovi.
That would have been cool to scratch, though.
That transform?
Give it a little scratch, just so we can prove that we are the Vinyl Boys. Give it.
Are you supposed to transform?
Give me a transform, Tomcat.
There you go.
Very nice transformation.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Show your skills. Flex on flex.
So this song is called Let It Rock. 5 minute and 26 second song to kick it off here.
And that's funny because back then, music, a lot of music was this long.
Yeah, well, nowadays, songs are back to being like they were in the 60s, like 2 minutes, 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Right.
But the thing is, there's, it's almost like back to the days of the 45s because everything is single based. It was nice for me in the 80s and 90s to grow up with my music from those two decades because we had albums. Even in the 70s, you had albums as well. In the 60s, mid-60s to late-60s, until about early 2000s, you had albums where artists could tell stories, you know, from beginning to end. Nowadays, the kids have playlists, and they listen to a song, and then they listen to a song from another artist, and they're not picking up albums.
Interesting.
The other thing I like about albums is just physically touching it. We were just looking at the album cover. For Slippery When Wet.
Is it hot?
And what is it on the cover, Tomcat? You have it in your hand.
He does.
It's wet.
Yeah, it is wet. Well, it's wet now.
We were asking, what is this? It's obviously wet. It looks like, you know, there's been a bunch of water put on this glass. But what kind of glass? I think it's like a shower. Looks like a shower to
and
me.
Somebody wrote with their finger like Slippery When Wet.
That's fun.
I'm picturing a hot chick. Wrote it. Hopefully not. It wasn't a dude, but that's cool.
The name for the album came when the band was at a strip club in Vancouver. They spent 6 months in Vancouver making this album.
Interesting.
And they went to a strip club and they came up, I think, with the name because of the stripper pole. The girls were on the pole and the pole was a little wet. So they came up with the name Slippery When Wet.
I like it.
And here we are listening to it.
So I was looking and MTV came online August 1981. Mm-hmm. This album came out in August 1986, which is funny. They both came out in August. But so 1986, this came out 5 years later. So I was obviously I was listening to it when it came out because I was watching MTV.
Right, right. So you've probably seen it, just don't remember a lot of them. But Slippery When Wet, this is like one of the more popular videos.
This is a massive. Later you're going to hear "Living on a Prayer." You're going to hear "Wanted, Dead or Alive."
You can still play either one of those in a club down in Naples and get a magnificent response.
And obviously, "Wanted, Dead or Alive" so big from the show "Deadliest Catch." That's a theme song for that show, and it's just like you hear it all the time. It's such a big.
I love playing that on what was it, Guitar Hero or one of those games had it on, and it was great. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the genesis of one John Francis Bon Jovi, which, by the way, is not spelled like we're used to seeing it on the album. They spell it J-O-N when his real name is actually spelled J-O-H-N. And he goes by John Bon Jovi with a B-O-N-J-O-V-I. The real spelling of his last name is like bong, like smoking a bong, B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I, but it has the same pronunciation. Bon Jovi with the G-I-O-V-I.
So he wanted it to be phonetic.
Well, it's Doc McGee who came up with the idea.
Ah, the Doc McGee.
Using similar formula to Van Halen. Two words, using a last name, and then Doc McGee, who was the manager that helped put Bon Jovi on because he was managing Kiss at the time and the band Scorpions, and he had Bon Jovi. He gave him a shot and opened up for those two bands, so they got to tour and really get their chops up, being out on tour and playing shows every night.
Yeah, that's.
And Doc McGee gave him the name. He was like, "Do like Van Halen, just use the two-word last name. You got a great last name, Bon Jovi." But instead of spelling it B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I-O that nobody's going to be able to remember and type in, make it two words, Bon Jovi. There you have it. This episode of Dim Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Prize Picks. I've been on fire on Prize Picks lately. Dak Prescott was going up against the Giants this past weekend. Who couldn't smell that from a mile away that he was going to light up the G-men? He sure did. 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. I was able to make 25 times my money. I've been doing it all football season long, baby. How about you, Tomcat?
It's my favorite time of year. I can make a combo on basketball and football. Put LeBron James, Travis Kelce together, make a killing with Prize Picks, sign up for the NBA and the NFL.
That's right. They got that specials league where you can make combos between NFL and NBA. It's a lot of fun at Prize Picks. Also, how about the reboot policy? You got to love them for that. So your entry, it stays alive even if one of your players gets injured. How many times has that happened to you in fantasy football where you're excited and then all of a sudden your guy's hurt? Well, you got some insurance with Prize Picks. Just go to prizepicks.com/vinyl. Use our code VINYL for the first deposit and they're going to match you up to $100. All you have to do, go to prizepicks.com/vinyl. Use our code VINYL. Get that first deposit match up to $100. Let's get it on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yeah. This guy was ahead of the curve on like Instagram. You know, when you type in Instagram and they make different names so that you can find them much easier, because if you type it in the regular way, everybody has the same thing.
Right.
But if you spell it out a different way, people will find your stuff. This guy was way ahead of the curve.
Yeah, if you have a last name that's really hard to spell, or maybe it sounds
it sounds
different than what the way you say it, think about changing your name. You know, make it nice and easy for people to be able to type into the Google and remember it, because that's how they're going to find you.
And also funky, like, so that it's fun to say, like John Bon Jovi. That's fun to say.
It is. That's a fun one. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Sorry.
I give Bon Jovi credit, too, because I was doing my research for the show, and this guy's had hits in the 80s, as we're listening to right now. One of the biggest ones. I remember this was elementary school for me, and we were all singing this song.
Yeah.
And we were saying, I remember as kids, we were saying, shock through the brain, and we're going insane.
You were some bad kids.
We would, like, make up our own words to this song. Tomcat wasn't allowed to hear it. I could see why.
Because he...
I remember dancing around to rock songs. Definitely Pour Some Sugar on Me. That was the one I remember.
That's Def Leppard.
First and most.
But back to Bon Jovi and
definitely.
History, where he had a hit in the 80s with these big hits. He had hits in the 90s and hits in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And I saw a stat that in 2018, which is not that many years ago from when we're recording this podcast, he was one of the biggest selling touring acts out of anybody.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
The guy's 61 years old now. And just a few years ago, he's selling out more shows than anybody in his like late 50s.
Still at it,
that John Bon.
That's crazy.
John Bon Jovi.
He was a star, dude, for decades.
Ramo is.
Well, he always will be. You know, make no mistake. I'm just saying, like, back then, he was bigger than life. Like, Bon Jovi was
like Michael Jackson
definitely
status.
Yeah. They were up there.
I remember that. I do.
He was definitely up there.
That's when the whole world knows you, and there's no way you can be like, oh, I don't know that guy.
Yeah. Women loved him.
A little history lesson on John Bon Jovi. He worked at one point in his life as a female shoe store salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Like Al Bundy. Remember Al Bundy worked at the women's shoe store?
Yeah.
Was he undercover? They were like this.
Another
chick.
I was confused.
Yeah. The guys looked like girls back in those days.
This lady's so nice. She has huge hands, though.
Well, I guess he didn't really like the gig at the shoe store, so he talked to his cousin Tony Bon Jovi. And Tony Bon Jovi had a little local studio where Bon Jovi would go in there, and sometimes he would play the piano or the guitar on people's songs when they would come in and record. Just a small local studio in New Jersey. Well, then he took some of his demos to the local radio station. Always goes back to the radio, power of the radio. WAPP, which was the Apple in New York City.
WAP.
WAPP. That means something else now.
He's stupid.
Back then, it standed for Apple, like the Big Apple, you know, in New York.
It standed?
WAPP, 103.5. He went up there and gave him his demo, and he ended up singing some jingles for commercials, Bon Jovi. Then, I guess the radio station, Jeremo, you probably remember this back in your radio days. Sometimes the radio station would put together their own compilation of, like, local artists. And they would release it. You know, this is WAPP's up-and-coming stars. So mm-hmm. they made a CD, and they put that song Runaway.
Right.
They put that song Runaway on it. I guess it probably wouldn't have been a CD back then. It would have been maybe an album or a cassette.
A tape, yeah.
A tape.
For that was dope. You Give Love a Bad Name, what became the band's first song to go number one.
That was a huge song. All these songs we've listened to already have been like huge or were huge hits back then.
Oh,
in the
I like
day,
this
though.
One
this
a lot.
This is a good one,
Ridiculous.
Too.
Yes. Just pour some sugar on me. No, I'm just kidding.
This is a big one, too. This is his biggest hit of all time.
And you can play this in the club once again in Naples, and they'll love it.
Cue it up past this part, though.
Well, you got to get a dance
for
it.
You got to get it to that. Drum roll. Yeah, this one.
A mixed version, though.
This is one of those songs that is one of the biggest songs of all time. Whether you think it's played out because it's so popular, it's just one of the most known and recognizable songs in the world.
Yeah. Who used to work on the dock?
Janie. Who, Donna?
Tommy.
Oh, yeah, it was Tommy and what was the chick's name? Because this song is about a couple.
Hold on, he's about to say
Tommy
right.
and Gina. I think it's
Gina.
Tommy and Gina.
Yeah, Gina.
Gina works at the diner all day.
Uh-oh. You hear that? That was a record.
This is an old
awesome.
Record. This is an original press here, right, Gentry?
Yeah, it sure is. 1986.
No.
So you got to...
You guys are... Hold on to what we've got. You got to be ready to mix after this. Because after the second...
Then you got to bring the volume down because they're going to yell it.
Whoa! Yeah, right when here. It sings, oh, yeah. But you got to start mixing, too. We'll give
it a shot. Audience.
Oh, halfway.
It was a little pitchy.
That's when you take it off.
You're on there, Jeffrey.
I don't think I was. So Bon Jovi is singing jingles at the local radio station, gets his song Runaway that the program director liked on this little compilation cassette. And next thing you know, he starts getting some shows with the piano player. That guy's name was... What was that guy's name? David Bryan, he's the one with the blonde curly hair. He's the piano player.
Oh, there he is.
I guess the piano player, David Bryan, and John Bon Jovi, they connect early. And they start with some group. I'm trying to think of the name of the group right now. It escapes me. But they had the Atlantic City Express. That's what they called themselves. And they're only 17 years old at this time. And before you know it, they start... connecting with other folks like Tito Torres, or Tico Torres is the drummer. They called him the Hitman. He played with Chuck Berry. He played with some of the Motown artists and was a great drummer. Then you throw in Richie Sambora, who's the lead guitar player.
Is that the one that looks like David Blaine there?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. They do look like a group. If you made a group out of Las Vegas magicians.
Yeah, I'm with them. Richie Sambora toured with Joe Cocker. You guys have all heard of Joe Cocker, right?
That'd be my porn name.
Rainbow Cocker. But Richie also, Sambora, auditioned for Kiss, the band Kiss. He didn't get the gig.
Oh.
But touring with Joe Cocker is pretty good.
Yeah.
He sang that song, I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends.
Right.
He had a few big hits, Joe Cocker.
He was
been
very popular,
on stage.
Though. Richie, back then.
Oh, and Richie banged all the hot chicks,
he
too.
Did.
He married Heather Locklear, and they had a daughter together.
I remember that.
Denise Richards, he banged her.
Oh, boy. He's on a roll there.
He banged Cher at one point.
Yeah. Nice. He's gotten some nice ass, dude. Yeah. He's got a nice resume.
Yeah.
He does. And then if you
fucking
look at
asshole.
John Bon Jovi's resume, you would think that this guy would be connected with all kinds of chicks. Like, how many chicks want to line up to bang John Bon Jovi the way he can sing a song, write a guitar? He's a handsome little fella.
Yeah, he was. I thought, you know, chicks loved him. They didn't.
What's this? Uh-oh.
Well, you don't like that? Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
This one is Social Disease.
Wow.
I do not know it.
Okay, back to the chicks for John Bon Jovi. You would think he would Google search his name and how many women has he been involved with. This guy has been married to the same woman for 34 years, knew her in high school.
That's awesome.
And he's still with her to this day.
That's dope.
That's awesome.
We've done so many rock stars where how many divorces sure. have they had and how many different women are they associated with?
Yep.
And this guy, John Bon Jovi, you don't see any of the drugs. People never talk about the guy being too fucked up to get on stage or having to go to rehab.
And that's why he's still going now.
That's what I was thinking, you know? Too.
Yeah, you know.
There's definitely a correlation between that and having the longevity to go and rock out for your entire life.
100%.
I have a clip here from John Francis Bon Jovi. Here he is talking about not being a part of the rock and roll cliche. Let's get the clip ready to roll here. I have to make a click here and a couple clicks there. John, take it over.
I think that statement is more accurate. You know, people say, oh, in the rock world. Well, what the fuck does that mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything. It's in a tough world. Yeah, it's not easy. It's, you know, mutual respect. It starts with that, right? It's admiration and respect and listening and knowing when to speak up or shut up. No. It's my world of normal. Believe me, it's not normal. My world of normal is not normal.
Not exactly sure what John was trying to say there, but what I think he's trying to say is that even though his life is not normal, that he doesn't live the cliche rock and roll lifestyle.
Right.
I think that's what he was saying.
And I like that. That's cool. Just, you know, sometimes you can just enjoy the music, play the music, rock the crowd, and not have to live the I'm going to destroy the hotel room and do too much drugs and kill myself lifestyle.
Well, yeah, he was obviously there for the art of singing and being the person he was and not for all the other shit that went around it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's where a lot of us get caught up. I've been caught up in that whole...
Me too.
You know, enjoying it way too much.
Me too.
Especially when everything's so accessible.
Oh, when, it's when given
you. When you're doing shows and you get a writer and you can just say, hey, I want 10 bottles of tequila and I want a couple bottles of this. And then people are wanting to give you drugs because people at these concerts generally are partying. They're on drugs. They're rocking. It's accessible. It's easy to fall into the trap. But you cannot find anything out there too negative about John Bon Jovi. And then the fact as he's gotten older, he has like a food bank, a soul food bank that he has in the boroughs, five boroughs of New York where he feeds the hungry.
Oh, that's very commendable, yeah.
He does all kinds of things for veterans. He's donated money to institutions like schools for music programs. The guy's constantly handing out money. So he's not your typical rock star, this guy.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The other thing I think he has to get credit for, I don't know how many people give him credit for this, but, you know, metal music, what he's doing, what we're hearing right now, this was like metal to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like metal.
It totally is. And hair metal is what they used to call it back in the day.
Radio didn't really play hair metal.
Mm-mm.
You know, they stayed like, hair metal, it had its own place. It was popular, but mainstream radio did not play metal music. But you hear Bon Jovi, and he kind of broke through that. Where
he did.
He made the rock music become, and that metal music become hits on radio.
As a matter of fact, a lot of people attribute this album to being one of the groundbreakers, if not the groundbreaker, of that kind of wall with all the hits that were on this album, like that went mainstream.
This is such a great song right here, too.
How could you not play this on the radio?
Of course, from the Young Guns movie. You remember that was on that soundtrack as well.
This song was on Guitar Hero, too. So awesome.
Only the names have changed.
Beautiful song.
The song was written by John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora.
In the basement of Sambora's mother's house.
Sweet.
Saying on here.
See, we still got a shot, TK.
Yeah, we got to find a basement.
We go to Gary.
Just to get back home. I'm a cowboy.
You can play this for some rednecks, too. Honestly, hillbillies, they love it.
Sure.
This is one of those songs that crosses over to people, just you can feel it.
This song was inspired by Bob Seger. Bon Jovi, when he first performed this song, he told the crowd that he was inspired by running into Bob Seger at a Pistons basketball game. And he told Bob Seger that he was inspired by his song Turn the Page. If you're familiar with the song by Bob Seger, Turn the Page. This was a hit back in the late 70s, but that was the inspiration for this song here.
This song was so big for them that the album was going to be titled Wanted in homage to this song, and the cover was set to have a cowboy theme. Photographer Mark Weiss did photo shoot with the band dressed in Old West garb, but it looked ridiculous with their 80s hair behind
them. Of course it did.
So they changed it.
I would love to see that picture, dude. That would be hilarious. How do you wear a cowboy hat with hair like that? You can't.
Cat's all the way up on the top of the hair.
Or it's like them giant S10 gallon hats. That's hilarious.
Bon Jovi did have a time in his career where he kind of went country. I don't know if you remember that. It was like right around 2010. He had a song it was called Who Says You Can't Go Home. If you heard the song, you probably remember it. And he did it with the girl from Sugarland. She's kind of hot, if you ask me. Jennifer Nettles.
Honestly,
beautiful voice. You know that country band, Sugarland, right?
Yeah.
Or are you just making that up?
No. They've been to the station before here.
Sugarland, Jennifer Nettles. She had a song with Bon Jovi. And also Leanne Rimes did a song with Bon Jovi, where he kind of went country for a minute.
This has a very country vibe, obviously. Cowboy. I walk the streets.
I like playing the drums to this song.
Play keys
on Guitar Hero.
Yeah, it's got a nice swing to it, nice chill, slow rhythm.
Well, there's a lot of combinations there too. If you're listening, you hear the snare, a kick, and a hi-hat at the same time.
And let me just say and notice, this is the last song on this side, so that means this song had to be at a different speed, right? Because it's closer to the middle of the record.
Yep.
That's what we're finding out, which is kind of strange.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Only certain songs can go on the middle of the record.
Slower songs. Apparently Stevie B didn't get that message. No, I'm kidding.
There's a little serendipity, though, with the fact that we're doing a Bon Jovi album following it up from a Frank Sinatra album. If you listen to last week's episode, we did Frank Sinatra's Greatest Hits. They are both paisans. We've got Bon Jovi, a very Sicilian last name, Frank Sinatra, Italiano.
Really?
But I'm looking up, see if you guys can confirm this. But I see that Bon Jovi is a blood relative to the late, great singer Frank Sinatra. According to the internet, it says Bon Jovi's great uncle on his father's side, Frank Sinatra. What? And I had no idea of that until today when we did this album.
That's his Uncle Frank, huh?
Uncle Frankie. See if you guys can confirm that online. Ask your internet.
I will.
Is Bon Jovi related to Frank Sinatra? Because I didn't
flipping
find
the
it.
Record.
I didn't find it in a ton of places, but I did find it in one place. Getting to know Bon Jovi's family as well, both of his parents, maybe this is why he was so good and didn't fall down the rock and roll lifestyle path. His mom and his dad, both Marines, former Marines.
There you go. That's a big one.
And so his parents had that in common, but they actually didn't meet in the Marines. They met after they had done their service, post-Marines.
Hmm.
And John's mom, she must have been super hot. You could look her up. Carol Bon Jovi, her real maiden last name is Sharky. Carol Sharky. She was one of the first ever Playboy bunnies, and she was a former model.
So, in the question about Bon Jovi being related to Frank Sinatra, right?
Yep, is that true?
I don't think it's true, maybe, because it says right here, just on the Google right at the top, Wikipedia, his mother is of German and Russian descent, while he was previously rumored to be a relative of singer Frank Sinatra. In a 2016 interview, he stated that this was false. Bon Jovi was raised Catholic. I don't know what that has to do with it. That's in a second sentence. Sorry. That was different.
He says he's a recovering Catholic is what I've heard Bon Jovi say.
Yeah, yeah, according to rockcelebrities.net, they say Frank Sinatra was John Bon Jovi's great uncle.
If Bon Jovi says he's not, you know, I would
it
guess
says,
he's not.
Then it also says here Bon Jovi is also a blood relative to the late great singer Frank Sinatra, who was born Bon Jovi's great uncle on his father's side, according to a May 1988 issue of the Spin magazine.
But you're saying in 06, Bon
2016.
Jovi, 2016, he came out and said it's not true.
Yeah.
So, but hey, there's conflicting reports, and yeah, I didn't know anything about that when we were picking these albums. We went right from Frank Sinatra right to his little nephew here, John Bon Jovi.
That's cool. See, that's the type of stuff we noticed. That's why.
Actually, it was not noticed at all. It was kind of a lucky slip.
See what I deal with?
We don't take credit for that, but it's cool.
Go ahead and look up a picture of John Bon Jovi's mom and see if you can find any nudes of her.
Okay.
Because it says that she was a Playboy bunny.
Really?
He must have had a hot mom, you know, MILF.
What's her name?
Carol Sharkey. Sharkey.
There she is.
Playboy bunny.
Oh.
I saw a recent picture of her. Yes. You know, she's like 80-something years old, so.
Yeah, these are old school Playboy stuff, so you don't get to see anything.
No nips?
No.
Good Lord, what do you have, like, instant access to porn over there? Damn it.
That was a quick download.
What are you talking
about?
Hell yeah.
He was looking at it earlier, you know.
All I did was Google John Bon Jovi's mom.
So did I.
She looks old. She's older, but there are some of her when she was younger.
I think John Bon Jovi's parents both still alive as we do this show here.
She's a little...
In 2023.
She was really cute when she was super young.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
No, but
she's a good-looking woman.
Okay, let me see. At an older, no, yeah, she's pretty. She is.
This is some shredding right here.
And she looks like she's probably about 45, 50 here, maybe older. I don't want to insult her, but she looks great.
So, first song on the second side, Raise Your Hands.
Yes, sir. This was also a hit.
It was.
He does this a lot in a concert too. Because, you know, it's good to get people to raise their hands, you know.
I'm not too familiar with that one.
No?
Negative.
Raise your hands.
Possible? Again, his mother was not letting him listen to this.
No, it's not her fault. It's not like secular music. Was, like, keeping me from it. I'm just saying. She was busy, and I just didn't have... I just, you know, I probably wasn't finding it.
What was your mom listening
let
to?
Let me say this. Single child. It's only child. So I was kind of just all my own, aloof. If I had an older brother... You know, if it was
you
in
get
the
a lot
side,
of fishing locally
into,
and shit like that.
I didn't
like
do
that.
Shit. Yeah, I was just kind of hanging out. Watching
backyard.
And that's why when MTV came on, it was like one of the things on TV, I really started getting more educated in music and what was
Let me
was
guess.
Happening.
When you were younger, you watched a lot of Get Smart, didn't you?
I don't know what that is, though.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When I used to come visit
the guy who talks to his shoe, right?
No. He was like a detective. And he would like solve crimes and stuff like that.
I don't like that. No.
Yeah. Well, my cousin used to watch a lot of that shit when I used to come to Florida and hang out with him in Jacksonville. But like, that was like the only type of crap they gave on TV. That
cartoons,
and,
any cartoons I could find.
I don't know, but yeah, no, I remember back then.
Saturday.
Yeah, but I would
cartoons.
Hear. I would hear.
Get Smart. That is the show where they would talk into their shoe.
His shoe
was like a phone.
Yeah. That's what he
that
was like
a little before me and Tomcat's time. That show was on from 1965 to 1970. So a little bit before we were
How about
born.
Lost in Space? Yeah, but no doubt. But no, me too. But they would show reruns like
it's funny
in the
how,
daytime in the summer.
It's funny how talking
here
into
in
the
Florida.
It's funny how talking into the bottom of your shoe when it could possibly have dog shit or gum or something on the bottom of it never took off.
Yeah. It was the future. There wasn't dog shit or gum back.
At one point, yes. That seemed like a good idea until the first person picked it up. They had dog shit on the bottom. They're like, oh, I didn't think this through.
And how about they didn't realize it, and then they got like a big old patch of poop on their face?
That's crazy.
Then you got smart.
He had a great voice for this music.
Every time I see an interview with either him or Richie, they all talk about how the most important thing in life is writing songs and the art of communication. And music is the international language. These are all things I've heard Jon Bon Jovi say multiple times as I've been watching some of these interviews.
I agree
They really took a lot of pride in writing the songs and wanting to write a song that's going to connect with people, communicating.
Yep, I agree with that too, man. Because a lot of times, what's the saying? People don't always remember what you do, but they remember how you made them feel.
Sure.
Connecting with people on that level. Because without love!
That's deep, Tomcat. Very deep.
Well, I got it from them. They're deep. I'm just a reflection of their deepness.
Okay, right. That's what she said.
Another thing I think Jon Bon Jovi has done very well is he's got grown with his audience. As he was writing songs back in these days, he was writing songs, you know, about young love and you know, sex and some things, you know, when you're younger and you're thinking of. As he gotten older, he's changed the way he's written songs. As his audience has gotten older, it's like his audience has kind of followed him and grown with him.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, if I was an artist, my fans would hate me because I still like sex. And
yeah, stuff. You would just stay with all that.
Yeah.
And all his fans, like before the Cialis revolution, he started stop singing about sex. And then when Cialis pills came out, he started singing about it again.
Everybody's horny. Everybody.
Bring it back. Moving down to Shady Acres down here in Florida. Where
Or no, we have one. What is it called?
I thought that's what it was called, where they're like the high STD right now.
No, it's not Shady Acres. It's
Lewiston.
It's called the something.
Yes.
But yeah, it's
oh,
pretty.
Oh yeah, let's go.
This is a big song too.
I'd Die for You.
It sounds like Runaway. You guys are getting
it
confused.
Does.
Very
no,
strong.
This is I'd Die for You.
I know, yeah.
But it definitely starts out with those great synthesizers.
Yeah, they were big in the 80s, especially at this time. They were huge.
And I've heard a lot of like classic rocker dudes, like they don't like it when their favorite bands from the 70s moved into the synthesizers from the 80s. But I love it. I love the mix of synthesizer and rock band. It's awesome.
It definitely adds a lot of drama.
Yeah. Final Countdown, that's my jam. Obviously a different band.
Yeah.
Starship.
Yep.
Ooh, good. I couldn't even remember. Obviously. Marijuana, affects the memory.
I don't know if you guys remember when Bon Jovi owned the arena football team, the Philadelphia Soul.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't.
Yeah, there was an arena team in Philadelphia that he brought to town. Of course, he's a New Jersey boy. He's a Jersey boy.
And he brought him to Philly.
And he brought it to Philly.
On your march, get set, terrible.
Oh, no, Ramo.
I'm sure the people in Jersey were not happy. They're like, what?
Well, Philadelphia is in New Jersey. Or no, it's in Pennsylvania, I guess. Yeah.
But they're they got
they're all right there. They're all right there.
Exactly. It's called a rivalry.
A rivalry. Oh, they don't like each other.
The Cubs pulled off. Did you see that? Not to get off the subject.
Oh, yeah. They got their rival's manager.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. He's one of the best in the league, man. That's good.
Well, as far as football goes, Bon Jovi's a big fan of Robert Kraft.
Okay.
And they're best buds, I guess. So he has two New England Patriots Super Bowl rings.
Really?
So did he, I don't know what he did. He like didn't line up for the team or block for Tom Brady, so I don't understand.
Maybe he told Tom to wet the towel.
I guess it says here he owns Super Bowl rings from the Patriots because he's performed several times at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, probably. Oh, that's probably his friend, too. You know, he was probably there at the Super Bowl as well. So, you know, when you're Robert Kraft, you know, make an extra 30 rings. That's not a big deal. Because he probably didn't get, like, you know, one of the star rings. They have different levels of rings.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought the Super Bowl ring was the Super Bowl ring.
Oh, it is. It is. But I think a player's ring is different from HR.
The janitor.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody gets one, but I'm pretty sure, you know, the star of the team does not get the same ring as Johnny who serves popcorn at the concession stand. Different. I'm sure slightly different.
Bon Jovi in a bunch of movies, too. I don't think I've ever seen any of these movies. I guess I saw Young Guns, too.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
He was in that. He was in Moonlight and Valentino.
Yes.
The Leading Man, No Looking Back, all these things. Pay It Forward, Cry Wolf. None of these movies I've ever heard of.
No, not only the one.
I'm drawing a blank.
He was in 10 episodes of Ally McBeal. I do remember that show was a big one for Fox in the late 90s and early 2000s.
I remember that show.
Did he fill in for Ally McBeal?
He sure did.
He looks similar. He was on an episode of Sex and the City.
Really?
And he was on an episode of 30 Rock.
I told you, he was like everything back then, dude. Like, he was killing it. Dude was on point.
The guy had hits in the 80s, hits in the 90s, mm-hmm. hits in the early 2000s. Got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017. Maybe it was 2018, but just in the last 6 years or so, 5 years.
This dude was not afraid to wear some stripper boots.
It was part of their costume.
Yeah, oh, them things go all the way up to the upper thigh, way up there.
You think his wife made him wear them while they did, like, nasty stuff? Do they have any kids?
Yeah, four kids.
See?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
or did
sure.
she wear them?
He's probably still got all the pairs of stripper boots.
You think they both wore them?
It's amazing he's still with the same woman.
That's where he got them.
That's hilarious.
Probably made him.
This is a good song too.
Slow jam.
Yeah. I love ballads.
So you heard it here first, folks. Bon Jovi and invented stripper boots.
Well, they just used them quite frequently. We don't know if they invented them.
I think he's definitely put a hole in the ozone layer with all the hairspray that he used.
I would imagine you'd hear a lot of this music in strip clubs, or at least you would back then.
Oh, yeah.
I give John Bon Jovi and his band credit as well. They did a lot of shows. I guess to support this album, in a year's time, they did 138 live performances.
Wow.
That's pretty dope.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And they went around, what, the United States or the whole world?
They went around the world.
around and around and around. That's taxing. A lot of travel.
And they have a lot of historic concerts where they did the very first concert at London's O2 Arena, which is a very unique building that they have over there in London on the water. And they kicked off the arena by playing up on the rooftop of this building. And similar to kind of the feeling I get when U2 just opened up that Sphere in Las Vegas, when Bon Jovi opened up that venue in London, they played on the rooftop to kick it off, and then they did a residency there for like a week or two.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And they also played the very last show at Wembley Stadium.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The very last show ever played at London's Wembley Stadium, iconic place. Lots of legendary shows. Queen having their huge performance there at Live Aid. And Bon Jovi gets to be the band that shuts that place down. So just to show you what the UK must think of John Bon Jovi, they let him open one of their brand new venues in London, and he got to close down probably the most historic venue in London. Yeah. And he's not even European. He's from Jersey. What the fuck?
Yeah, they must be into American rock.
They had the Beatles, and they had all these great British rock bands, but they want Bon Jovi.
But doesn't that seem like it's the reverse here? Like, you know how they loved the Beatles here
and
so much?
And the Stones.
Yeah. And then over there, they're into American shit. It's kind of like, what, the grass is greener type of thingamajigger?
Yeah.
Only it's the water. The grass is greener on the other side of the water. Whatever.
The agua.
The giant ocean.
The pond.
Whatever's on the other side of the pond is what we want.
Bon Jovi also played the Moscow Peace Festival.
I remember that.
This is another Doc McGee, by the way, resident here close to us in Naples, Florida. Friend of mine, Doc McGee.
Awesome.
But Ronald Reagan was the president at the time.
Well.
And he...
That's a good one.
Very nice
good.
Impression.
Yeah, that was good.
Back in the 80s, we had the USSR and the Cold War, and Reagan decides to talk to Doc McGee, legendary rock promoter.
Interesting.
And says, let's do a peace concert in Moscow with, with American bands to kind of stop the Cold War. Music does bring people together.
Yes, it worked for a while.
Yes, it worked like, for a while.
It's something like for a while there, like, we weren't best buds, but we weren't at each other's throat either. Like, everybody was kind of doing their own thing.
Except maybe we'd like need to send Motley Crue or something over to Ukraine and do a peace concert.
Well, they're kind of old. Maybe Justin Bieber.
You definitely can't send, you know, you'd have to send the right artist. If you send, like, the wrong artist.
Snoop Dogg. Let's send Snoop over there.
Or Bad Bunny. They'll be like, what is this? What's going on here?
What is this Bad Bunny?
Yeah, they'll be like, we thought you hated Mexicans.
Say goodbye.
Go ahead, guys. They made the joke. It's it can be fun. I'm just back. Somebody's off.
This is probably you.
I wasn't even doing it.
Exactly. You should have been on with us.
Yeah. But you fucked us.
You were off.
I was off.
We
but
were
no,
on. You were off.
Somebody was off key. I'm sorry.
Oh, never say goodbye, Remo.
All right. This is the last song on the album. Great Wild song. In the Streets.
Wild in the Streets.
Yeah, it's going to hip-hop track.
Let's make right.
Let's hear from John Bon one more time here. This is him saying how he's stayed away from public controversy.
Okay. I'm not Mr. Clean. Trust me, I'm not, and nor do I claim to be.
but I needn't air my dirty laundry, and I needn't compound it by living a cliche of rock stardom. It's such nonsense. It's really nonsense. There's dust in all the corners here, trust me, but it's, who am I to say? No, it is what it is. Trust me, it's not perfect.
I am 100% with him on that, because I spent a lot of years out in the public, and I did a lot of shit, but there's not a lot of shit people can put on me that I did.
What about that misdemeanor?
You mean they can't prove it? Is that what it is?
There wasn't video evidence back then, so I can say that pretty confidently, yes.
Wild in the streets, Raymond.
Yeah, big time.
Wild in the streets. Bon Jovi never got wild in the streets because, you know, he's the perfect little Catholic
stay
boy.
On the sidewalk, man.
Sidewalk.
There's a rumor because this band is going to be celebrating its 40th year coming up next year, I believe.
Oh, wow.
2024.
That's amazing.
And Richie Sambora was just recently interviewed by People Magazine, and he says he thinks that the band should do a reunion tour for their 40th anniversary, and there is talks that they might do it.
I think they should.
You're never too old to rock.
No, you're never too old. Or too young.
Can we
to
look?
Rock.
Can we look up John Bon Jovi's net worth?
I think we should.
I'm thinking he's worth a shit pile of money. Him and some investors have made bids to try to buy professional sports franchises. I told you he had the Arena League football team, but he wanted to get an NFL team. He put a bid in on an NFL team. I know. So you got to have serious money to be talking about buying professional sports franchises.
Oh yeah.
Who's guessing?
Me and Raymond. I'm going to guess that he's worth $325 million.
Oh, good guess. Good guess.
I'll go $410.
Oh, on the money.
Raymond, wow. You must have looked that up, man.
No, I did
he's
not.
He's not looking at the computer. I've been watching him. He's been looking at me the whole time. It's crazy. You can look it up. Look it up. It's $410.
$410. That's amazing. Impressive. John Bon Jovi. But you think he's had 15 albums over the course of his career.
I think me picking it at 410 was more impressive.
It was good.
I would have said 420 personally. If you're going to go 410, you might as well push it.
Something just told me 410, man. I felt 410.
Yeah, it's like a rifle. Yeah. 4,
that's
4,
pretty 4, good, Ramo.
That is pretty good.
I got my eye on you.
I still feel like he was...
With your mind. I'm
I still feel like he looked that up.
Because you might be a witch.
You're such a dick. I did
kidding,
not.
I'm just kidding.
It was a lucky guess, all right? I'll
he's a witch, get him!
Yeah.
He does have a theory, though, with all of his band members as to why they're able to stay together and how they're able to keep those creative chops flowing all these years later.
I think the great thing that this band has is the outlets that we have. Richie makes solo records, Tico does his artwork, I make movies, David's writing a Broadway play, and then we come back here. Now, that gives us four other outlets to bring creativity home to this.
Yeah, so if everybody's kind of got their own thing going, you know, over the course of 40 years, you got to find some personal passions and not just the band, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a break. They have definitely taken breaks along the way over this 40-year run.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely got to give it a rest.
How are you going to spend those millions?
Yeah. You got to have a life. Somebody once said you got to live a life worth writing about, especially if you're writing your songs. You know? So you got to get out there and live.
And there's a new documentary coming out about this band, I hear, that's in the works, and maybe they'll have their 40th anniversary celebration.
I want to see that.
This year is from that song, It's My Life. I don't know if you...
It's my life.
They used to make me play this on the beach all the time, every week, or whenever I was out there. So it would have been 3 or 4 times a week I played this song out there.
Wow. That's a hit that he came out with not too long ago. I mean, I guess it's now been 15 years since this song came out, 10, 15 years.
That's sad, isn't it?
But, yeah, he actually came out with an album, and 2020 was the last album that the band Bon Jovi came out with.
3 years ago.
Yeah, so they're still putting out music. We're still putting out music here, or at least reviewing it, on Dim Vinyl Boys. We're brought to you by Factor Meals. We're all fans of Factor Meals. You don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to clean up the mess. Fresh, never frozen. Delivered right to your doorstep. 2 minutes. You pop it in the microwave, and... voila.
Man, it's good.
Dinner is served.
It's good.
They are good.
You use our promo code. Go to factormeals.com/vinyl. We're the Vinyl Boys. That's how the link works. It is factormeals.com/vinyl. That's going to do it for us. Another edition of them Vinyl Boys.
Yeah, stellar.
What'd you guys think of Bon Jovi?
Man, I love Bon Jovi. I mean, obviously, he's huge.
Huge fan. I've always,
he's actually not huge. He's very small guy.
He's a small guy, right.
I think he's only like 5'8".
So he's a Tom Cruiser.
Kind of, yeah. If I was going to listen to some rock music, it would definitely involve Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi's got the hits.
All right, well, keep the needle in the groove and keep it groovy. We are Dim Vinyl Boys. We'll be back next week with another classic piece of 12-inch vinyl. So keep listening, keep subscribing, tell your friends how great we are or how we suck. Thank you. Hope to see you back next week. We are Dim Vinyl Boys. So long, everybody.
410! 410! Can you believe he nailed it right on the money?
Cheater.
I always nailed it. Oh.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.